Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
But everything I wanted to happen today did not happen. I wanted the Cubs to lose because I don't want the Brewers to face them in the playoffs. I'm not going to enjoy that experience. I'm not going to enjoy that experience at all. I'm just not. But it's just going to be scared, torture, pain, agony, frustration, anger, confusion the entire time.
That is our old friend Bart Winkler, our Odyssey teammate, a delightful man.
100%.
A very fun talk show host and a hardcore Milwaukee sports fan who is in abject terror at this series upcoming, Lawrence.
It was the same way I was on with Rami and Brandon this morning on our sister station in Milwaukee, and they're in the same place. Now the Brewers are not scared. Like that's not how they're wired. They're not scared.
Pat Murphy, it doesn't seem to be that guy.
Brewers fans, though, they're scared. And what they don't want to have happen is for the guy that they vilified for leaving. Because how could Craig leave us? How could he leave us? You know how he could leave us? They came to him with a bunch of Sprinter vans that had a whole lot of money in it.
I'm kind of glad we
By the way, Kyle Tucker, what am I going to do with all these vans? You don't, and all these bags.
You don't need as many.
You don't need as many.
I don't think you need any of them. At least for the Cubs.
Well, it's very early. Have a big series. We'll see how Cubs fans feel about it then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if Kyle's going to be all that receptive. I wish my partner had spoken up about that early on in the year. You know what I mean?
But if only someone would have said something.
Yeah, if only somebody would have gotten me off my silly Operation Woo King Tuck.
King Tuck.
Someone tried.
Yeah, whatever.
Actually, three people tried.
Yeah, actually, a whole town tried. Whole city.
We tried.
And the way that you can tell people tried is that nobody else tried to get behind the operation.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
Speaks, I feel like you almost tried to get off of it for a while.
I did.
You're right.
He did. And then he like got back on it.
I got back on. That's my move. That's my move right there. But anyway.
But yeah.
Back to Craig.
Seeing Craig be the bad guy. And I told Rami and Brandon how when the introductory press conference happened, me, Dan, and Layla were in like an auxiliary room that was right off of the interview room.
I remember exactly where you were.
And Craig walked right in. He sat down. We had this great interview with him.
Remember it well.
And I think it was Layla who asked about how he feels about how the people in Wisconsin were reacting.
Because for anybody who doesn't know, there's a park that was named after Craig in Whitefish Bay, the town where he grew up, and the signs at that park were defaced.
Yeah.
They were vandalized.
And multiple times they've been vandalized.
Yeah.
And he got a little emotional. when talking to us about it, and you can understand that, that a guy that grew up there, that did his best to represent, that tried to win and did a great job managing the Brewers, a better opportunity came along. He was never going to get that type of money from the Brewers.
It's a no-brainer in terms of the understandability, but frankly, Milwaukee fans being pissed is also completely understandable.
I get it.
He left for the big brother, the big financial brother that you've had a chip on your shoulder about for your entire life.
I agree. The thing that I think is interesting, though, is that now, like, that's the out of all the things that could happen to the Brewers in this postseason, that's the one that would hurt the most.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's the one that would sting, which is why pundits and fans of that team are like, oh, not these dudes.
Yeah, man.
Like, they would have relished in the Cubs being knocked out and having to face the Padres, but the idea of maybe losing to Craig has got them all in a tizzy.
Yeah, man. 2019, they make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. 2020, they make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. 2021, 95 wins. They win the wild card, but lose in the NLDS. 2023, they make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. 24, make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. That fan base has been conditioned to know that the first round is often hellish.
And I think there was some emotional transfer of that in whether or not Cubs fans believe in Craig because of, you know, Craig Tober, like the things that would happen to his teams when he got to the playoffs. So the anxiety lift, like all of the joy that we're feeling in Chicago today.
Yeah.
I think some of that is a lift of anxiety of like, would you look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Craig's team. They scored, what, 6 runs? They won a series. And now it's off to take on the big bad Brewers who ran past you in this season, but you won the season series from them.
It's going to take a style flip or at least an access of the other parts of your profile as a team. The Cubs were the more button-up, more fundamentally sound team against the Padres.
And least emotional of the two teams.
Yes, yes. And like most consistent and solid, emotional and professional. Against the Brewers, I think the season has shown the Brewers are the more professional and stable and fundamentally sound team. Or at least they can match up in full. The Cubs need to hit bombs because the Brewers don't hit as many bombs. They don't barrel the ball as much as the other potent offenses in these playoffs.
But they're really good defensively.
Yes, they are.
Like the Cubs are. They save a lot of runs, too.
All of that. But like the way you beat them is by out-homering them. In the playoffs, you got to out-homer some teams. And this is a series where the Cubs are going to have to out-homer them. I have some additional start times.
Okay. Our game one tomorrow is 1:08.
1:08 Central right here. After Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow on Saturday, there will be a special bonus hit and run featuring yours truly from 11 o'clock Central until pregame at 12:30. And then first pitch is at 1:08. That's tomorrow. On Monday, first pitch.
Because they have it split up, so it's AL one day, NL the other day, after the first day.
Yes. Yeah, first day is all four.
Right.
Saturday. And then Sunday, there's just two games, and it's the AL games. Monday, there's two games, and they are the NL games.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, it is. I just want to make sure that everybody understood what he said. And by everybody, I mean me. Now I understand it better.
Monday is not on your schedule.
It is, Pat. It actually is. Nice first pitch yesterday, by the way.
I love Pat.
I know. 8:08 Central. Hope that doesn't come with heartbreak. Am I right?
Huh? Or kick drums.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. 8:08 is your first pitch on Monday for game two. Then there's a day off because what they do, Lawrence, is they go back to the American League.
Yes, like... Never mind.
For two games. You should have told people that earlier. And then Wednesday, all four series go on. Two of them are if necessary. But anyway, Cubs and Brewers has an official start time for Wednesday at Wrigley Field, 4:08 Central, 4 o'clock, which means that the Spiegel and Holmes show likely to be on from 2 o'clock until 3:30.
And I'm guessing from Gallagher Way.
The People's pregame show?
The people. That's what we call
it. No. That's not. Speaks, you're not a part of that. That's what we did yesterday.
Okay? Yeah, I understand. I heard that promoted, actually, in transition. I was listening while Jewish yesterday, and I heard you call it the People's.
It's not a crime.
As far as you know. And, you know, and I heard you call it the People's pregame show. I'm not on the People's pregame show? That's sad.
Well, you will be on Wednesday.
You will be on Wednesday.
Okay.
And there's people around. That's why.
Well, you got your own thing,
Speaks. They're watching.
Yeah.
I got it's my the people's pregame show.
You got your own special hit and run.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
but is Lawrence co-hosting my own special hit and run?
No. I already did that.
You did that.
I already did. And I was ready to do it again yesterday.
Yeah.
You do a little chin music.
We got your theme music right here for your special hit and run.
Yeah. Had it stayed.
This is the wrong music. Where's the low brass?
ITC. Inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Toddler T. Zach calls him Toddler T.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that either.
Oh, that's a little mean. A tad mean.
That's our guy, Baby T.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
But yeah, you'll be a part of the People's pregame show.
I'm excited.
You should be.
My friend Doug Meyer, who bid on the co-hosting of Hit and Run in the Radiothon and sat in with me, texted me the other night and said, I have now hosted Hit and Run as many times as Lawrence Holmes.
Right on.
1-1. It's even right now. But my money's on Lawrence.
I think I've hosted Hit and Run more than once.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, because I think
back in the day,
like maybe I would sit in with Rosner.
Sure,
like I'm pretty sure that I've hosted Hit and Run multiple times.
Hey, you and I have both.
That's the bit.
Yes, you and I have both been the one man bullpen by committee.
Yes,
we've been in that role.
Yeah.
Here, I loved the other day when we did Hit and Run together. You're like, I haven't been in this time slot in 7 years.
It's true. They had me doing all sorts of stuff.
Everything.
We both have done Cubs pre and post.
Mm-hmm.
I've done White Sox pre and post, Blackhawks pre and post here.
I haven't done either of those.
I don't think I've done Bulls yet. So maybe that's only for like 15 minutes, though. I knocked that out standing on my head.
I think I did Bulls one time. I don't remember. I don't remember. But anyway, so 4:08 is for game three. And then game four, if necessary, on Thursday night is at 8:08 Central time.
Yeah, I think we're in nighttime games after that for the rest of the time. I think the last day game is going to be Wednesday.
Well, actually, Saturday the 11th, if Cubs-Brewers does exist, that will be an afternoon game.
Of course, the other series are over and then it's at night.
Yes, if that's the only series, if the Dodgers and Phillies is over.
Oh, that thing. Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Let me go on record right now. I would like Cubs-Phillies NLCS. That'd be fun.
Not Cubs Dodgers?
Nah. Give me Cubs Phillies. That would be fun as hell. Schwarber back at Wrigley is part of that. Also, those two fan bases, those two sports towns. Yeah, screw the Dodgers. I'm good without them.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, they are the evil empire. They are. It's just the way of the world. So, yeah, the Cubs, Phillies would be fun. How about the American League? What would you like in the American League? I want the Mariners.
I kind of want the Mariners, too.
I don't know who else to want, though. You know, I don't want the Yankees. So I guess I want Mariners, Blue Jays in my ALCS.
Yeah,
stupid Red Sox. Why couldn't they close that
There's
out?
A part of me that wants Jason Benetti to win a ring, but that would mean, you know,
the Tigers
cheering for Detroit.
That's Javi Baez.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
I could see that.
It's Glaber. It's Javi. Yeah. Just have a little
Glaber
bit.
Day.
Yeah.
We got all that.
But I'd like for Jason to get a ring, especially nice. Considering.
I like the idea. I hadn't thought about cheering for the broadcasters. If the Yankees win, I'll be happy for Dave Sims. I love that guy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I guess my guy Steven Nelson already has a ring. So.
Yeah. Right. He's fine.
But I still cheer for him.
Sure, but they don't need anything else.
Yeah. Well, I'll remember that when you'd be like, hey, let's get Steven Nelson on to talk Cubs and Dodgers, NLCS. And he's like, I heard you. He's like, Speaks.
All right.
Loho told me. I'm not coming on.
We will bond about breakfast burritos.
You damn right
again,
you will.
It's a fine, fine item.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.